Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
Dr. Jim here, good to be with you. Today we're going to talk about a new study that was just released in the Journal of Pediatrics. And this is the first study of its kind. It actually looked at sports injuries for gymnasts. But before we get to the study, let me just tell you, if you can't go without your Dr. Jim podcast Health Buzz fix when you're away from your computer, you can call 206-400-2842 and listen to it on your cell phone. How cool is that? All right, almost as cool as the study, which showed that gymnastics has one of the highest injury rates of any sports, especially sports that are dominated by female participants early in life. You know, this looked at kids 18 and under. They saw as many as 26,000 injuries per year being sent to the emergency department. So you can imagine there's plenty of other more minor injuries that are not being sent to the emergency department. It looks like the peak age group that seems to get injured is really the 10 to 13 year old range. One thing they noticed is that in the between 6 and 11 years of age, way more injuries were happening at home than in a supervised environment. So there's a little tip for parents whose kids early in life are getting interested in gymnastics. You want to make sure they know that they need to do their maneuvers under adult supervision, because you don't want the kids doing these things without proper spotting and without you keeping an eye on them, especially at that age. They noticed an uptick in injuries during the season, obviously, because there's more participants doing these type of things. The most common injuries were upper extremity. About 40% of the injuries were upper extremity injuries. About 33% or a third of them were lower extremity, and only about 12% were head and neck injuries, which are good because a lot of these can be absolutely catastrophic. For anyone who remembers this far back, in 1988, a 15-year-old gymnast named Jaleesa Gomez, who was paralyzed after she hyperextended her neck, she was attempting a vault just at the warm-up of the World Sports Fair in Tokyo. And since then, they've actually changed the safety features of vaulting in the International Gymnastics Federation. So, you know, the head and neck injuries most often happen when kids are doing hand or headstands or maneuvers like that. The upper extremity injuries, like I said, are far more common. The location where these injuries happen, you'll be surprised. 40% occur at school, and another 40% occur in sporting centers where kids are getting training. Now, that's probably surprising, because I would expect that in those areas where you have spotters, you have trainers, they're much more likely to be able to prevent these injuries. But what you find when you go into those settings is that often the rules for spotting and the way these girls especially are learning these new maneuvers, they're not being properly monitored. So as a parent, you want to go in and make sure that you see that the children are properly supervised, that they have got good trainers there that know what they're doing, know when the child needs to be spotted, and a lot of these injuries can be prevented. About 15% of the injuries occur at home, and this is mostly, like we said, in the younger children. So again, with younger kids, be sure that you're the one watching them at home. The maneuvers that they were doing most often, we're not talking about necessarily high difficulty maneuvers, but handsprings, cartwheels, and those most often led to upper extremity injuries. Just handsprings and cartwheels accounted for about 70% of the injuries that they see in emergency departments. And it's hard to believe that a small, light little girl can flip over to do a cartwheel and break their arm in the process, but I've seen it plenty of times in the emergency department. So as a parent, what are you going to do? You know, I would, again, make sure that your child is training in a facility where the spotters and trainers really know what they're doing, especially in the younger age groups. Another aside that was not included in this study, gymnasts and dancers have some of the highest rates of eating disorders of any sports. It's as high as 30 to 40% in some studies. So when you have a child that is in these sports, you know, just the fact that they participate in the sport alone is enough for me to consider, does this child have an eating disorder? In teenagers who should be menstruating, one good way to know is if they are menstruating, because if you're taking in adequate calories, we used to think that, oh, because you have a low body fat and you're an athlete, that it's okay to not have menstrual cycles. That is not okay. It's a sign of inadequate calorie intake. And oftentimes when these young girls are given enough calories, they start menstruating on their own. We used to treat it with hormones and things like that. It turns out that simply providing enough calories fixes the problem. Why is that so important? Because if you don't menstruate during those early teen years, you don't lay down enough calcium in the bone, and you end up with early osteoporosis. This is something that's really irreversible as you move forward in life. So this is a critical time and a big red flag when you have young female athletes who are not menstruating. That's it for this episode. Be sure to tune in frequently or subscribe. Some people are asking, what does subscribe mean? Well, if you have iTunes, you can click on the button on the website in the upper right-hand corner. And what that'll do is subscribe your iTunes podcatcher so that whenever you open iTunes, if you have it set to automatically download podcasts, you automatically get this thing updated every time I post a new one. You don't have to keep coming back to the website. You can find that at www.jim.md. Coming soon, we have a new sponsor. I can't announce it yet, but it is exciting, and I think it's going to lead to some good deals for my listeners in the future. I can't give you any more clues at this point. It's totally hush-hush until the deal is final, but I can tell you that this is something that I can get behind 100%. Stay tuned. Till next time, take care.